Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. A curfew for young people is dividing Alice Springs. Following violent clashes, the government's taken action, hoping to curb further unrest. Aboriginal legal services warn it could backfire, but Prime Minister Anthony Albanese supports the move.
All Australians will be concerned by the scenes that we have seen. There has been a temporary curfew put there in Alice Springs. That is a sensible move and one that the federal government supports.
A former coal-fired power station is set to transform into a solar manufacturing hub, courtesy of a hefty $1 billion federal initiative. With the aim to ramp up local production, the government plans to offer enticing incentives for solar panels to be made on Aussie soil. Authorities are scrambling to find a bushwalker who vanished while trekking near Bargo, south of Sydney. Darren Banks went missing nearly 2 weeks ago, and police say at this time they're not suspecting foul play. Coal says it's back to using Armaguard after briefly pausing services due to insolvency concerns. Armaguard rejected a $26 million rescue package from major banks and businesses, but it says it's working on solutions with its customers. And the rising cost of living is forcing some Aussies to skip meals just to feed their kids. That's the shock finding from a new ACCC survey. It shows many young people and low-income earners are spending a whopping 25% of their income on groceries. Kangaroos coach Alistair Clarkson says talks with former Hawthorn players, including Cyril Rioli, were productive but remain incomplete. Clarkson and Brisbane coach Chris Fagan met the players for the first time since racism allegations surfaced. Both coaches have denied the claims, and Clarko says he's grateful for the opportunity to talk things through.
It's been ongoing for the past 18 months, and the last 2 days have represented the first chance that we've had to sit down together and do what you should always do in trying to resolve difficult situations, and that's talk about it.